Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Cindy, congratulations. You've won the national spelling competition.
Thank you. I'm so happy. I've done the competition once before, so this year I was more relaxed. Last year, when I got a word that I didn't know, I panicked. As a result, I didn't qualify for the next stage. This year I spent more time studying. Whenever I found an interesting word, I spent 15 minutes looking up its context to remember it better. I was really well prepared. I thought the words to spell would be harder, but I didn't have any problems with the ones I got.
How much time did you spend studying words?
3 hours on weekdays. Additionally, about 10 hours on Saturdays and Sundays, but I took some breaks to relax. At the weekend just before the competition, I didn't study at all. Instead, I went to a party. My dad said I'd studied enough.
Parents can be right sometimes, can't they?
Actually, my father knew very well how much time I'd spent spelling words. He often asked me if I needed help, but I preferred to do all the work alone.
Do you often use the new words in everyday life?
Sometimes, when I want to impress my school friends. I also find that some of these unusual words are helpful in writing my essays. Once even the teacher was not sure about the spelling of a word he wrote on the blackboard and asked me whether it had one or two L's.
He must be glad he can rely on you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Cindy, congratulations. You've won the national spelling competition.
Thank you. I'm so happy. I've done the competition once before, so this year I was more relaxed. Last year, when I got a word that I didn't know, I panicked. As a result, I didn't qualify for the next stage. This year I spent more time studying. Whenever I found an interesting word, I spent 15 minutes looking up its context to remember it better. I was really well prepared. I thought the words to spell would be harder, but I didn't have any problems with the ones I got.
How much time did you spend studying words?
3 hours on weekdays. Additionally, about 10 hours on Saturdays and Sundays, but I took some breaks to relax. At the weekend just before the competition, I didn't study at all. Instead, I went to a party. My dad said I'd studied enough.
Parents can be right sometimes, can't they?
Actually, my father knew very well how much time I'd spent spelling words. He often asked me if I needed help, but I preferred to do all the work alone.
Do you often use the new words in everyday life?
Sometimes, when I want to impress my school friends. I also find that some of these unusual words are helpful in writing my essays. Once even the teacher was not sure about the spelling of a word he wrote on the blackboard and asked me whether it had one or two L's.
He must be glad he can rely on you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Listen, you know, just as we all do, that this is an old building and the walls are very thin. You keep telling everyone else here that they're loud and insist that they apologize every time. And then, when it's your party, you behave as if no one else lived here. It's been like this for years and I'm fed up. Either you stop the party right now or I'm calling the police.
I'm Izzy Tomlinson. It may seem strange, but I'm interested in unpleasant noises, for example, fingernails scratching down a blackboard. Together with Professor Trevor Cox, an acoustics engineer, we want to test people's reactions to such sounds. I'll try to find out why some people react differently to the same type of noise, or why they find some noises more unpleasant than others.
Three. If, like me, you're easily upset by noise, you may find noise stoppers useful in many situations. I've used them, and I can honestly say that they have saved me from many sleepless nights. You may also try the so-called white noise CDs. Actually, they don't block irritating sounds. They simply cover them up with more pleasant sounds, such as ocean waves or birds singing in the distance. Four.
Can you imagine trying to relax with planes flying low over your head day and night? This happened to me when we were away. The hotel we stayed in was fine, but when booking the trip, we didn't know we would have to stay so close to the airport. Believe it or not, we had to stop talking when a plane was landing or taking off. Even car alarms sometimes went off when a 747 jumbo jet went over. We went there to relax, and there was no chance.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One. Listen, you know, just as we all do, that this is an old building and the walls are very thin. You keep telling everyone else here that they're loud and insist that they apologize every time. And then, when it's your party, you behave as if no one else lived here. It's been like this for years and I'm fed up. Either you stop the party right now or I'm calling the police. Two.
I'm Izzy Tomlinson. It may seem strange, but I'm interested in unpleasant noises, for example, fingernails scratching down a blackboard. Together with Professor Trevor Cox, an acoustics engineer, we want to test people's reactions to such sounds. I'll try to find out why some people react differently to the same type of noise, or why they find some noises more unpleasant than others.
Three. If, like me, you're easily upset by noise, you may find noise stoppers useful in many situations. I've used them, and I can honestly say that they have saved me from many sleepless nights. You may also try the so-called white noise CDs. Actually, they don't block irritating sounds. They simply cover them up with more pleasant sounds, such as ocean waves or birds singing in the distance. 4.
Can you imagine trying to relax with planes flying low over your head day and night? This happened to me when we were away. The hotel we stayed in was fine, but when booking the trip, we didn't know we would have to stay so close to the airport. Believe it or not, we had to stop talking when a plane was landing or taking off. Even car alarms sometimes went off when a 747 jumbo jet went over. We went there to relax, and there was no chance.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Next month, we're starting our very first group fitness program. You can get all the details of the dates and activities included in the program at the reception. The program will be run by our best instructors. They've been with us for at least 5 years and have worked with different age groups. And if you join the program today and pay for the first month, you'll get a free consultation with an expert specializing in healthy diets.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Next month, we're starting our very first group fitness program. You can get all the details of the dates and activities included in the program at the reception. The program will be run by our best instructors. They've been with us for at least 5 years and have worked with different age groups. And if you join the program today and pay for the first month, you'll get a free consultation with an expert specializing in healthy diets. Two.
Well, it's not far from here. Drive straight on all the way down until you get to Central Avenue. There'll be a petrol station on your right. Then take the first turning to the left, and you'll see the shopping centre in the distance. If by any chance you miss it and get as far as the health club, it means you've gone too far. You'll have to turn back at the next roundabout.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Well, it's not far from here. Drive straight on all the way down until you get to Central Avenue. There'll be a petrol station on your right. Then take the first turning to the left and you'll see the shopping centre in the distance. If by any chance you miss it and get as far as the health club, it means you've gone too far. You'll have to turn back at the next roundabout.
Three. Kate, it's Tim. Why aren't you answering? I know what you can do if your parents still don't want to let you redecorate your room. There is a computer program I found on the internet. It allows you to make a 3D version of a room. You'll have to measure everything first, but I can help you with that. Then you could make a presentation for your parents. You'll show them what you'd like to do, how long it'll take, and how much it'll cost. Maybe they will agree. I'm on my way. I hope you're in.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Kate, it's Tim. Why aren't you answering? I know what you can do if your parents still don't want to let you redecorate your room. There is a computer program I found on the internet. It allows you to make a 3D version of a room. You'll have to measure everything first, but I can help you with that. Then you can make a presentation for your parents. You'll show them what you'd like to do, how long it'll take, and how much it'll cost. Maybe they will agree. I'm on my way. I hope you're in.
Four.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm flying to Liverpool in about 3 hours. Could you tell me the quickest way to get to the airport?
We have a free bus service here. The next bus leaves in 20 minutes, and it takes about 15 minutes to get to the airport.
Fantastic. I'll check out and wait in the main hall. Will you please let me know when the bus arrives?
Of course, sir. No problem. Can I have your room key, please?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm flying to Liverpool in about 3 hours. Could you tell me the quickest way to get to the airport?
We have a free bus service here. The next bus leaves in 20 minutes, and it takes about 15 minutes to get to the airport.
Fantastic. I'll check out and wait in the main hall. Will you please let me know when the bus arrives?
Of course, sir. No problem. Can I have your room key, please?
Five.
The roses look so beautiful. Where did you get them?
From a friend. His parents own a flower shop.
Do you need any help with them?
Yes. Here are the gloves. Put them on or you'll get dirty.
What do I do now?
Dig a hole and then I'll put the roses in. We don't need to water them. It's going to rain soon.
I think they will look nice near the gate, and we'll have a better view of them from the living room.
Good idea.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The roses look so beautiful. Where did you get them?
From a friend. His parents own a flower shop.
Do you need any help with them?
Yes. Here are the gloves. Put them on or you'll get dirty.
What do I do now?
Dig a hole and then I'll put the roses in. We don't need to water them. It's going to rain soon.
I think they will look nice near the gate, and we'll have a better view of them from the living room.
Good idea.
Six.
And finally, a news story from Colorado. A bear climbed into an empty car and sounded the horn. The bear was probably attracted by the sandwiches left on the back seat after a picnic. The car owner, 18-year-old Ben Tyler, was taking a nap in his tent when the bear opened the car door and climbed inside. When Ben woke up, he saw the animal stuck in the car, unable to get out. He called the nearby zoo, whose workers eventually freed the frightened animal.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And finally, a news story from Colorado. A bear climbed into an empty car and sounded the horn. The bear was probably attracted by the sandwiches left on the back seat after a picnic. The car owner, 18-year-old Ben Tyler, was taking a nap in his tent when the bear opened the car door and climbed inside. When Ben woke up, he saw the animal stuck in the car, unable to get out. He called the nearby zoo, whose workers eventually freed the frightened animal.
czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.